Welcome to Afyoyimi Yerushalmi, Shira's sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Israel. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Yud Gimel in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Aloch Yud, starring Daf Yud Gimel and Udalef in the third line. The Gemara mentioned before that a caravan, three people, were more makel, were more lenient, and they can carry for a larger area. But if it's individual, you give them two seos, even if it's two people. So the Gemara, Hey Chavido, what's going to be the details of the case? Hayushnaim, they started Shabbos with two people. The Yirvu Erev Echo, they did Erev together. Uba Hagoi Ve'oisiv, came a Goy and added a third Jew in the middle of Shabbos. Kren Nichas to Shabbos Be'isu. Shabbos started with two, so it has the din of two, now it didn't have a caravan. Hayushloja, Shabbos started with three people. The Yirvu Erev Echo, that's the Yusuf Chaim, they joined together as a Erev, and now they could carry more than Beis HaSayim. The Goy came and removed one of the Jews. Because Shabbos started and you're allowed to carry, so you're allowed to carry the entire Shabbos, even though one Jew left in the middle. Rabbi Difa Omar Rav Nisa Shoal. Rav Nisa asked the question, which means, according to Rav Chaim, can we make their area in the shape of a triangle? Which means it will look like they're joining, they're using the same area. When we say that each one has Beis HaSayim, do we have to give each one a square that will be his Beis HaSayim to use? Or even if we do the Beis HaSayim, this shape of a triangle, and then there'll be areas where they're going to be both one next to each other, it's going to seem like they're using the same area, even though they're not. Do we allow them to do this shape or not? I think Mordechai does not answer this question. Says the Rabbi Yudo in the Mishnah, who said that you cannot have a mechitza by a caravan if you don't have shti and erev, he goes in the sheet of his father and he argues with his father. Beshita Sofi, I mean his father Rabbi Yudo, Shita Sofi goes, Beyochid, Prime's Gears, Beyochid, Pochas, Beis HaTayim. When you have an individual and you have less than Beis HaTayim, so Rabbi Yudah says, you cannot have Shti or Erev. You have to have both. That Rabbi Yudah disagrees with Rabbanon. Rabbi Yudah agrees with him. You need to have a mechitza made out of Shti and Erev in all the cases. Even he argues in his father. Once you have a Shayara, you have three people or more, you have more than Beis HaTayim. According to Rabbi Yudah, then you can do either Shti or Erev. And there his son argues and says, it needs to be both Shti and Erev. Says the Gemara, "V'han ashkech on the Rabbi Yudah Omar beYochid Yoisu Beis HaTayim Tzorch Shti V'Erev." Where do we find the Rabbi Yudah holds that you need Shti V'Erev in every case? Maybe the only cases he requires Shti V'Erev if it's not a caravan is only if it's a very large area. But if you're having a small area, an area of Beis HaTayim, maybe you will agree that it's either Shti or Erev. So the Gemara Nishvinim and Ador will learn from the following: the Ma'ariv Achot Tanav Chani Avis B'Shev Sheshes Keshev Shechalukim Kam Kach Chalukim Mikilaim. The same Chalukim we have over here, we have regarding Kilaim. The Kilaim Lo Yafil Yabis Roiva. Isn't Kilaim a very small area? It's only a size of Bis Roiva. And there also be the old you have to have Shti and Erev. So you may see that it doesn't matter the size; he always requires Shti and Erev if it's not a caravan. Kudin is the Gemara we learned in the Mishnah that a Machne that goes to war, he has coolest do we give it. So the one kami machne, how many people you need to have in a machne? Chanan yomar meyon, it has to be 100 people, because it says vayavoy gidoin umea ish asheihitoin. Gidoin came with 100 people, bekzeh machne, in the edge of the machne. So the Gemara learns now that you see 100 people, it's called a machne. Continues the Gemara that if you give one with base, ravuna boy ilu omar machne vanosh asheihitoin mea yois. If it would say that him and the 100 people would create a machne, then you have a right that a machne is 100 people. It says the 100 people went to the machne of the enemy, not that they were the machne. Abirchen Omar so has to be 10 people, because it says, Ve'avo narei David, ve'idabru el novel. And the ends of the pasuk, it says, Ve'yanuchu. Ma'o ve'yanuchu, Rav Yoistor, Bashunom Omar, Nasu machne. Yanuchu, they became a machne, and there were 10 people. See, the 10 people become a machne. We do not pass the Omar Asorah because it says Ad leMachane Godol keMachane Eloikim, because it says regarding David, it says in the pasuk and in Divrei Hayomim that he could appear as Machane to Machane Eloikim. The Kama Machane Eloikim Asorah. When is a Kesher Bochum Mashu Shchein on 10 people? So it means 10 people. Tani B'Shev Rav Yudah Shneim Asor Elef keMachane Yisrael. He goes a different shita that the Milchama has to be 12,000 people like the Machane of Yisrael. That was the Machane Yisrael that went to war against Midian. So the one yoytzim mechavas of shoes, the ones that go to a war, which is not obligating the Torah, it's not a mechavas mitzvah. Mutarim begezel etzim lochim, vasurim begezel etzim yaveshim. They can take wood which is moist, which is not completely dry, but not the dry wood which the owner wants for himself. The ones that go to obligatory war, they can take both types of wood. If it's already bundled and the owner already worked in it, you're not allowed to take it. Says the Gemara, that's if they're not next to a forest. What happens if the machne, the camp going to war, is next to a forest, which is Efker? Can they still take from the individual if they have it available? The Gemara brings a similar question. You say they don't have to wash their hands. What happens if they're right next to a river? Do they have to wash their hands or not? And the Gemara does not answer this question. So referring to the fruits of the Mai, and he said that the people in the Machne are potter for doing a freshest trumas and maizfes on the Mai. So if they had the food in the Machne, and then they ended the war, went back home, they don't have to be mafresh, they became already potter. And vice versa, if they had the food at home, and then they were called to war, they already have the chiyuv of the Mai. Why is Dmai have called Dmai? Why that's the name? Dmai tikin loy tikin. We're not sure if it's fixed or not fixed. The world continues the Mishnah. They don't have to do an Eruv. That's the Eruv Chatzeris when you join people together in their courtyards. They have to go 2,000 Amma out of the Tchum. And they have to do it. So what do you mean Chatzeris? There's no courtyards when they go to war. Answers the Gemara, Kutab Chaim, Lehatir Oyahalim Shemachane. We're referring to the tents. As we learned, Oyahalim Shemachane, Einon Tzrichim Eyuv. If you have tents and a machane have a war, you don't have to do an Eyuv. But Oyahalim Shemashayaro Tzrichim Eyuv. If you have Oyahalim in a encampment, in a caravan, you do have to have Eyuv. Because every tent, even though it's only temporary, is considered to be its own Rishus, and you have to do an Eyuv. Another thing that you could do when you go to war, they allow them to camp everywhere. The place where they're killed, that's where they're buried. It means, don't tell me it's an argument regarding people that are killed in war, as we'll see in a moment. But it's not true. Everybody agrees they're buried wherever they were killed. What's the machlekes? Is tani tani osul afanaisam. Some machlokes, people killed in war, can they be buried? Do they have to be buried where they were killed, or you can move them? The one that says you could carry, move them, is that they all were buried in the same place. It's not kovadik for the mace. So anyway, you have to make a caver, a burial place for each one. So that's why you're allowed to take them out, you're allowed to put them in a different place. But if they're mefuzarim, each one is buried in his own place, so then you're not allowed to move them, and wherever they died, that's where they have to be buried. The four things we mentioned in the Mishnah, it's not only when they're going to war, but also when they go back from war, they're still considered to be in war, and they're part of Arba Dvarim. And the war brings a riot. Basically, Shabbalim and Andoy learn from the following. It says, it was announced when they went to war, anybody who's scared from the war should go back. But when he goes back, Yitzpur. Yitzpur means will make noise. Why they come back with a noise? Because they want everybody to go together, because the enemies may come and attack them on the way back. So you see from here that even on the way back, it's still dangerous. They're still in danger. It is still in war until they get back home. And therefore, the potter from Arba Dvarim that our Mishnah says. And the work concludes with the same line. They're potter from the four things mentioned in the Mishnah because they're still in war until they come back. With this, we conclude the first parak of Maseches Eruvin, Hadron Loch Perak Mavoi Bezer Hashem. And with this, we conclude Yushalmi Eruvin Daf Yud Gimel.